I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Elk in West Virginia are not only back, they're multiplying. And now there's an established plan to let you get into the area and see them for yourself and learn more about them. We'll talk about elk tours in southern West Virginia right after this. We've documented for you on this broadcast the reintroduction of elk into West Virginia. Since those first elk were brought back to the state, they have begun to multiply, and now organized elk tours are in place. Heading those up, Lauren Cole, naturalist at Chief Logan State Park in Logan County.
They were a really popular program. It is a wildlife watching program. So what we do is we offer it at 5:30 in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And what we do is we take a 15-passenger van out to Tallman Wildlife Management Area to see the location where the elk were first stalked and hopefully lay eyes on the elk, which last year, our first year doing this, we did see elk every single time we went out there.
It is an educational adventure.
Yeah, so we learn actually about the history of elk in West Virginia along with other big game species, and then we learn currently about what is happening as far as the elk management restoration goes, which it seems easy to point at a big, beautiful animal like an elk and you know, go on a lot about something like an elk, but really it's more, it's about more than just the elk. It's about restoring habitat diversity that we've lost in the state since the 1800s, and about it's about a lot more than just elk. There's a lot of species that you might not expect that piggyback off of the habitat work that's being done for the elk.
Now, these tours happen during the mating season for only a couple of months.
They're just in September and October, and we do it then because that's during the rut. So we're very likely to hear the elk bugle.
Keep in mind, this isn't a zoo. You're not going to be 10 feet away, so prepare accordingly.
We do provide some binoculars to borrow. But yeah, they're not going to be, you're not going to take a Polaroid camera out there and get some snapshots of those elk. They, you know, they're wild animals, so they are going to be off at a distance, and we don't get closer to them or encourage them to come closer or to come in any way, because that's not safe for ourselves or the animals.
This year's schedule is now available and space is limited. Reservations are definitely recommended, and you might want to make those as soon as you can. Find out more at the Chief Logan State Park website, found at wvstateparks.com. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.